Good morning, I'm Paul Quayle, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm doing a quick overview of the main issues in East Asia Pacific Thursday, the 14th of March. Of course, bugger, I've already will be doing South Asia. Firstly, in Indonesia, according to police, the wife of a suspected terrorist blew herself and their children up yesterday in Sibolga City in North Sumatra. Police have not entered the scene, suspecting the presence of more explosives. One police officer was injured during the blast. The suspected terrorist allegedly belonged to the Jamaah Ansharuddaulah terror group, which has pledged its allegiance to the Islamic State. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to visit Sibolga on March 17th to inaugurate a port. Clients are advised to be aware of the elevated security issues surrounding Widodo's visit. Also in Indonesia, political pressure groups such as the Pancasila Youth and the Betawi Brotherhood Forum have declared their support for President Widodo. President Widodo's closeness with the people and the perception he is not from the now old New Order could be the reason for the support. Opposition candidate Prabowo Subianto has played down the announcement by the groups, saying it is a normal thing during presidential elections. The pressure groups have large followings and are spread across Indonesia as they have members at both the district and into the sub-district level. They can have a significant influence on the local population's vote. Also in Indonesia, six foreign-controlled mining operations in Indonesia intended to divest their shares in the future to meet Indonesian regulations. According to Indonesian mining rules, foreign-controlled miners are required to reduce their ownership after 5 years of production, and by 10 years, it should be reduced to either 49% or lower. The companies include the high-profile PT Vale Indonesia, a unit of Newcrest Mining, PT Nusa Halmahera Minerals, PT Kasongan Bumi Kencana, PT Ensbury Kalteng Mining, and PT Galu Kencana. However, they have not yet specified the dates at which they will commence divesting their shares. In Thailand, two insurgents, dressed like women, hurled a pipe bomb at the living quarters of a police protection unit yesterday at the Subutasei village in the Yingo district of southern Narituwata province. In Papua New Guinea, the K92 mining company has announced the commencement of the expansion of the Kainantu gold mine in the Eastern Highlands province to double its current capacity up to 400,000 tonnes per annum. This will increase annual production to approximately 120,000 ounces of gold equivalent. K92's total capital expenditure for 2019 is projected to be $30 million. It aims to increase its employees from 650 to 750 by the end of 2019 and up to 800 by the end of 2020, with over 96% of all positions being filled by Papua New Guinean nationals. K92 is liable to pay the government $300 million as corporate tax and salary taxes during the entire expansion period. The company is aiming for a total revenue of $2 billion during the expansion period. The Philippines economy. The Philippines cut its 2019 GDP growth target from between 7 and 8% to between 6 and 7%, citing a delay in final legislative approval of the budget. The Chief of Economic Planning said that the growth may fall to below 5%. The Finance Secretary said yesterday that the reduced GDP growth targets reflected major issues, such as the absence of a 2019 government budget and the ongoing US-China trade dispute, which are both key Philippine trading partners. Differences between the Philippine Senate and the House of Representatives over fund realignments in the ratified 2019 budget has delayed approval of the budget by President Rodrigo Duterte. It has forced the government to operate on last year's budget. In 2018, the Philippines economy grew by 6.2%. Also in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte said yesterday the peace talks between the government and the communist New People's Army will not resume without his conditions being met. President Duterte said if they want to have peace during his term, they have to drop the arms and stop extortion and collecting revolutionary taxes. President Duterte added that the government is willing to incur the costs for the resumption of the talks, which collapsed in November 2017. The New People's Army is the armed wing of the Communist Party of the Philippines. It was formed in 1969. According to estimates, it had approximately 3,200 members in 2015, operating in rural areas throughout the Philippines. In Malaysia, the Minister of Resources said yesterday that bauxite miners must each conduct a study on the environmental impact of their sites in Malaysia before receiving licences to restart their operations. The temporary bans are due to end on March 31. It is estimated that the study will take at least 6 months to complete for each company. Slower bauxite exports from Malaysia had an increase on the global prices affecting aluminium. Before the ban, Malaysia was one of the biggest suppliers of bauxite to China, exporting nearly 3.5 million tonnes a month. Bauxite mining was banned in 2016 after illegal and unregulated mines in the eastern state of Pahang contaminated water sources. Stricter rules for mining are expected to be brought through Malaysian Parliament. In South Korea, possible economic sanctions on South Korea by Japan over a legal dispute concerning wartime labour cases has raised anxiety in Seoul and Tokyo and is causing tensions for companies in the two countries. Representatives of foreign ministries from both sides are scheduled to hold talks today to discuss the issue. Earlier, Japanese companies Mitsubishi Heavy Industries and Nippon Steel and Sumitomo Metal were ordered by a South Korean court to compensate Koreans who were forced to work for them during World War II. The court had approved the seizure of Nippon Steel assets in South Korea, and a similar petition has been filed against Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. The Japanese government has expressed its displeasure over the issue. Japan is the fifth largest export destination for South Korea. By sanctioning South Korea, it can have an adverse effect on the Japanese economy because 80% of Japanese companies operating in South Korea show profitable operations in Korea. Thank you. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships. Thank you.